Hey, everyone. Welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and this is episode number 77. I have a very special guest, so don't go away. We're going to introduce my friend in just a minute. Okay, glad you're on the show today. Glad you're listening. If you're a first-time listener, welcome aboard. I think you're going to love this one. And if you're returning, thanks for being faithful and coming back and listening to us over and over. Again, this is All About Relationship, and this is episode number 77. We have a special guest on the show, as I mentioned to you. And before I tell you exactly who it is, I have to tease you just a little bit and give you some background information. Okay, my friend is an actress, former model, Christian teacher, evangelist, has her own show right now, preaching God's gospel and talking with celebrities. She's a producer, director, writer, I mean, all of this stuff, okay? She has her latest film was called, and it's been on TV, it's called My Daddy is in Heaven. She co-starred with Corbin Burnson, wonderful family flick, and I think it's on Pure Flix, if I'm not mistaken. Recently, she did a movie called Nocturnal Animals, sorry about that, and she played with Amy Adams. You probably know who that is. Tom Ford, an Oscar-nominated director. He was the one that took care of that. She did another movie recently called Jet Set. And prior to that, now this one, I got to tell you just a little bit about this next movie because, well, you'll find out. It's called Duet Maria. Now, my friend played Gene Fulbein in Duet Maria, and she played opposite a guy that I know. And he played Tony Vernalini, if I can get that out. We're going to talk about that movie in just a minute, okay? And there's a lot behind that one, but we'll get into it. Lee was also on Bold and... Oh, I gave you her first name. I'm about to give you her whole name in just a second. She was on Bold and the Beautiful. She was also a series regular on Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer with Stacey Keach. And that was a little while back. I think that might have been one of the things that really launched her into her career. She was on General Hospital, not the same time I was, but she had a role on there. And right now, she's doing a show called Victory Road. It's teaching, as I mentioned earlier. She interviews celebrities and all kinds of people, and they talk about the Lord and what God has done in their lives. And that's what this show's all about, right? And she has a quote here. I love this. She attributes all of her success to the Lord God. And she says, quote, "I just pray and read my Bible daily and ask for his will to be done and for his direction. And then I follow his lead." I mean, how simple is that? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Okay, without further ado, my friend Lee Benton. Hey, Lee.
Hey.
How are you?
How's my brother from another mother?
I'm so glad to have you on the show, Lee. I just love you. I love you more than you know. And you're an awesome person. Okay, before we get into some of the things of God, just for fun, tell everybody how you and I met.
We actually met on a movie called DeWitt and Maria.
Yes, we did.
And yes, and it's a romantic comedy. And my love interest his name was Tony, and yours truly, David Novak, starred as Tony in the film, and I played Gene. Yep. And so it was a cute film. We had two kids, two grown like college kids that met and fell in love, and through our children, we met and fell in love on this film. And it was a good, clean, decent, feel-good movie.
Yes,
and
it was. Mm-hmm.
It was a fun film.
And
but how I feel bonded on this film is because before we even got together to rehearse our scenes, I was so impressed that I don't know if you, David, said something first or I did. I think I was talking about Joyce Meyer, how I love, you know, Joyce Meyer or something, or God bless you. And you said, well, God bless you too. And all of a sudden, you know, I was like, wait a minute. Could my leading man be a Christian? Could he really love the Lord? And that's kind of, you know, different in Hollywood, to actually be working with someone that really loves the Lord like you do.
Yes.
And we started talking, and I was like, wow, I just, you know, I love Joyce Meyer because, you know, my story is, you know, we have similar backgrounds. We, you know, I say it like it is, and I worship the Lord, and was a wild child, bad girl gone good. And basically, you said, well, Joyce Meyer, I listened to her. In fact, I've got her on my, you were driving in your car.
Yes.
And I remember you saying, I listened to her. I listened to her on my, on her podcast or on her, you have her on your, you had her either your DVD. No, you didn't have DVDs. You were listening to her on the podcast, I believe.
I think it was a CD, and, probably at that point in time.
And was this it a CD?
Well,
a CD.
Yeah, at this point in time, this was back in 2010. At least that's when the movie came out. So we probably.
Can you believe that was 10 years ago, David? That freaked me right out. Yeah. I can't believe that was 10 years ago.
I know, isn't it crazy?
But he was saying, you were saying, I'm listening to her now, and I love her, and she's one of my favorites. And so that's how, when we realized that, wow, that we both loved each other, loved each other's heart, that we both loved each other's love for the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, it was just so precious, and we prayed together on the phone, and we prayed after or before our rehearsal, we prayed on the movie set when we would take breaks.
Yes, we
did. Not everybody on the set was a believer. It wasn't a faith-based movie.
I don't think anybody was, right? I think it was just you and me were the only believers.
And then Jan Morris
was. Yes, you're right. Yes.
So the whole thing is, like, we would take breaks while everybody is eating or snacking or whatever. We'd be praying and be praying over the set. And then we were, you know, we got to pray and we were tag teaming people on the set. It was really cool because, you know, we both were, you know, telling people about Jesus in a cool way.
Yes.
And without being offensive.
Right.
And it was just a blessing. That's all I have to say is that not only are you a fine actor, David Novak, and this is no fluff. You know, I don't believe in fluffing people up. If I don't think you're a great actor, I'll just keep my mouth shut and go, But you are a fabulous actor.
Oh my gosh, I believe you.
The Lord brought us together on this set to become lifetime friends and prayer partners. And I love your wife, Kathy Novak. I mean, she's a precious darling. I love you. You and your family are just so special to me. So I'm just grateful that the Lord brought us together 10 years ago. My goodness.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Thank the Lord for you. And I'm grateful to be with you today on this fabulous podcast. I really am. It's an honor.
You're blowing me away. I mean, seriously, I just appreciate you so much. And you are so kind with your words, and you let your heart out. And I don't even know what to say. It just blows me away.
This is true. I mean, you really, truly are. I mean, my goodness. You were on General Hospital. What was it, 15 years on General Hospital, something like that?
Well, not actually, like, I think 17 episodes is what I was on back in 2000. You know, 99 to 2001 or something like that, 17 episodes. But, yeah, I think we weren't on at the same time. You were on a little before me, I think.
But the fact that, I mean, just not General Hospital, but if people, David is very humble. If everybody would just Google actor David Novak and check out his IMDb, which stands for Internet Movie Database, you'll see his resume. This man, you know, has done some major films and lots of TV shows. And still a very successful actor.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lee.
I would really love to work opposite of you again, brother.
Me too.
Because
Me too.
We had good, it was good chemistry, great mm-hmm. banter, great rapport. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, I've worked with a lot of actors through my 29 years here on the face of this earth. I just had a birthday. My nose is growing here.
I know you did.
You have a birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday to you.
Yours was, what, Friday, I think? And
mine was on Friday the 14th, yeah. And yours is tomorrow, the 17th.
The 18th.
Correct?
Tomorrow.
Oh, the 18th. That's right. Today is the 17th. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're both 42 years old. What a coincidence, right?
Oh, 29.
Oh, well, maybe, I'm sorry.
Maybe you're a bit older than me. I forgot you're a bit older.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Raise your feet. It's getting deep, I say.
Oh, I know. So you're doing
but a show. You know what?
Go ahead.
I say we are getting wiser. We're not getting older. We're just a year wiser.
Yes.
And I used to freak out. I used to, honestly, as a model, my goodness, years ago, I was taught, I mean, literally years ago, when I first started modeling at 18, I was taught, from the agency that once you reach 25, you're over the hill in modeling. And so I'll never forget when I turned 25, I just fell on the floor and cried. I thought I was an old lady. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they did that. And so, I remember when I turned 30, I had a real freak attack. I believe it. And then 40, I'm like, oh, Lord. And because I had an agent in Hollywood that said at 40, you know, you better get everything done by 40, because after 40, you know, actors are pretty washed up. You know, your career doesn't happen after 40. So all of these negative things were planted. And, you know, I look back and I say hogwash. Mm-hmm. That's baloney. You know, because look at you. You know, look at me. We're still working, and we're both working just as much or more than ever.
Mm.
And so that is just, you know, those are word curses that don't live here. They can't live here, and they can't live in your home. We don't accept those words.
Exactly. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has good plans for us and hope for a future, and he wants to bless us. And you and I are in, and everybody that's listening too is in that Jeremiah 29:11 promise. Yes?
Absolutely. We don't have to live in word curses. You know, maybe something that a family member put over you, you know, not about an age thing, or maybe about a look thing, or a body shaming, or, you know, speaking word curses. You're going to be nothing if you don't get up and do this, and if you don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, those are word curses. And parents did not realize back in the day, and I'm sure parents don't get it today, that those are word curses that you're putting over your children. So you've got to be really, really cautious what you say. Not just over your children, but husband over your wives to your husband, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends, family members, friends. We have to be very careful about what we say.
Absolutely.
And
life.
Words are alive, right?
Yes. Well, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and we have the power to curse or bless, and our words do, like you just said, have tremendous, tremendous power, and we can speak into existence. You know, God's promises, and we can agree with what God says about us or what the enemy says about us. And I'd rather go with God. I'm sure you would too.
Why would we buddy up with the evil one?
Exactly.
The old horned evil one. I mean, why would we?
Exactly.
It's like, give me Jesus any day, right?
Exactly.
Getting back to the age thing, my sister taught me, since tomorrow is your birthday, my dearly beloved friend, you know, I want you to wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for another year to serve you. Another year that I made it through another fabulous year.
Amen.
And that I have another year to serve you and to serve others. When we start looking at our birthdays like that, we don't feel like, oh, I'm getting older. We're just feeling like, thank you, Lord, that you gave me another year to serve you, another year to help others.
Amen.
It changes our mindset. It really does.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's not. I just wanted to throw that in there. This is just a little commercial about age.
No, I'm glad you did. It ministered to me because I'm sitting here looking at my age and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. So, but everything you, everything you just said. And actually, Kathy, I was talking to my wife the other day and said something about, you know, getting older and stuff like that. And she said to me, on your birthday, you're just going to be one day older than the day before, right? So, I mean, really. So,
yeah, and it's just another year. To serve him, another year to praise him and worship him and to help others, help lead others to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a golden opportunity, another great year,
especially with what's going on these days, right?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I mean, there's so much going on these days, and we can be a light in the world or we can just, you know, flow along with the darkness. But I think God is calling us out to make a difference in other people's lives and helping us to be kind of a lighthouse out in the middle of the storm. What do you think?
That's right. A light in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A light in the darkness. And we are supposed to help point others to him. Like I'm telling all the women in my prayer group and on my monthly meetings and teachings now on Facebook, since we're closed out of our Hollywood theater where I teach, that time is of the essence. In case, you know, I know this is getting heavy and serious, but time is of the essence, if I can get serious a moment. I mean, if we have family members or dearly beloved friends that we're not sure if they're going to be, you know, hanging out in heaven throughout eternity with us, if they're not, you know, if we're not sure about them, or if they clearly tell you, I don't believe in Jesus, we need to get on our knees and pray seriously. We need to, be bold and not just cram Jesus down the throat, but, you know, just pray the RSVP prayer with them and say, you know, time is of the essence. You know, I want you in heaven with me. I love you. I love you dearly. And this is for real. Mm-hmm. And look around. You know, this is everything. This parallels with the Bible. All these things happening, David, you know, as you know, because you're a teacher of the word as well, that, this is all part, the beginning of the end time. This is all pre-planned. This is not a surprise to God.
Right.
You know, all the riots, all the, you know, negativity, all the anger, all the craziness, the mashugana, as my Jewish friends say, all this stuff going on is not a shock to God. God's not shocked by any of this. He predicted it all in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he went to leave, you know, when Jesus went to leave this earth, when he went to depart, the disciples were saying, wait a minute, where are you going? You know, can we come with you? And he said, you know, I will come back for you, but don't be afraid because I'm going to leave someone called the Comforter,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit, with you. While I go away, I'm going to go away, prepare mansions for you. I got work to do. When I go away, don't be afraid, because the Holy Spirit will be able to do and work through you. You'll be able to do more than what I did while I was here on earth. That's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, you know, I will be coming back for you. He did say that. I will be coming back. But until then, he said, go and tell the nations, reach the nations. And so go and tell is what he's telling them, go and tell, and that he would be back. And then they said, well, basically, let me back it up. They said, how are we going to know when you're going to come back? And he said, no one will know, but I will give you some signs. When you start looking for these signs, these are a few clues. These are a few signs of my return. Diverse weather conditions, various like crazy weather conditions, which is what we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. You know, the earthquakes, the floods, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the tsunamis, the fires. I mean, just, you know, the even volcanoes erupting and that haven't erupted in, you know, tons of years. I mean, the all of these diverse weather conditions, all these crazy storms and just horrible things, children coming up and hate, full of hatred and rebelling against their parents, brothers turning against brothers, sisters against sisters, riots, wars, rumors of wars. So in case people are not looking at the news, or in case they've been asleep and not, you know, fully awake, people need to wake up. Look and see what's going on around you. Diverse weather conditions, earthquakes happening and in places that never happened before.
Right.
And so, yeah, the worst hurricanes and the worst tornadoes, and I just heard on the news the other day, more recorded hurricanes have happened in 2020 than ever in history.
Wow.
In 2020. In one year. And so, I like, and all of these crazy things going on, and I'm thinking, and the riots, I've never seen such craziness in Meshuggah in my life.
This is a whole new level of evil, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is.
I mean, I've never seen it either in all my years. I remember the riots back in the 60s. Well, now I told you how old I am, but but those.
Well, no, I heard about it. That was before I was born, of course.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
No, but yeah,
those riots,
they
were horrible. And there's been some other stuff since then. But
I remember the riots in L.A. in the 90s. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. I sure do. And
nothing looked like this.
No.
Nothing ever looked this bad.
No, you got Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York. I mean, all these L.A. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. It's absolutely nuts. But everything you just said is true. Yeah. I mean, we're looking down the barrel of...
this is the end times. This is when people need to wake up now, come out of their coma, come out of their deep sleep, and wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a believer out there, if you are a Christian, this is for you. Be bold. And if you say, well, I don't have that kind of boldness, you know, put on your big girl pants, put on your big boy pants, and be bold. If you want to see your family in heaven, if you want to see your friends and family, ask the Lord to help you to be bold and just talk to them, offer them a prayer to accept Jesus, because time is of the essence. And that's all I have to say. If we don't say anything else, it's, you know, this is my golden nugget that I'm placing in your hands today. Be bold and talk to your family. You don't want to get to heaven one day on Judgment Day and them turn around to you and go, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you push me into this direction? You should have really forced, you should have told me more. You know, we don't want that. We want our loved ones with us.
Amen.
So yes, all of these things that Jesus predicted would happen before he returned is happening right before our eyes.
Amen.
So if this is not a wake up call, I don't know what is. And brother, I'm just praying for all of our family members and those listening, all of their family members, extended family members, your precious beloved friends across the world. That is my prayer, that all of us get to see, once we get to heaven and look around, that we get to be with our beloved family and friends throughout eternity. For infinity, you know, that's important. And, you know, like somebody was saying, they were so fearful the other day, and my women's group especially, even though they can't come to my house here, we're still, you know, Zoom prayer meetings through Zoom.
Right.
And one lady was really distraught and talking about it. I mean, every month, you know, it has been somebody feeling this complete sheer terror with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is, what came to me the other day, what I told my dear friend and prayer partner, Terry Moore, you know, what is the worst that could happen? So, you know, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but what if? You know, what if they kill us today? What's the worst that can happen? Hey, we get to, that's an e-ticket to heaven. We'll be in heaven. We'll be in paradise.
Yep.
We'll be with Jesus immediately. We'll be facing God immediately.
Yes.
So, you know what? I'm ready to go. I mean, I really feel like we have many more years, you know, to do his work here.
Yes.
And to prepare more people and to get people, you know, into heaven. But So what? If they take my life, they take my life. I'll be in paradise. So don't cry for me, Argentina. I'll be in heaven.
Yes. Right. Right. Exactly. Right? Exactly. I know. Good word, Lee. Hey, Lee, you've got a show, Victory Road, which you've had for years. And I even got to be on your show a couple years ago. That was really
cool. Fabulous interview, by the way.
It was so much fun being on your show, but you've done a lot of episodes since then, and I believe I'm not even sure which channel you're on now. If somebody wants to watch your show, where do they go?
Okay. Long story short, we are now just joining our sixth network.
Awesome.
We were on TV, on Uplift TV, and that was bought out. And so we are on six different online web TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the easiest thing for them to do is to go straight to my website. May I say where they can go?
Yes, yes.
Just leebenton.org. That's L-E-E Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N. .org. And on my website, you'll see a link up at the top. Just click on Victory Road or Victory Road TV shows. Mm-hmm. It's and every one of my episodes and yours is uploaded up there. We're on YouTube, and my website is connected to my YouTube channel.
Excellent.
If they want to go on, and then also it lists on my About page all the different online networks that they can see us as well.
Awesome.
And six different networks. Praise God. And another one is in the works right now. So it looks like we'll be on seven different networks. And someone just prophesied that we're going to be on 10 networks.
Oh, all right. So, I agree with that.
So your face is, of course, being seen all over the world, and your interview is changing lives. And leebenton.org. And
if they want to, how about Facebook? If they want to follow you on Facebook, how do they do that?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. They can go to my personal page. I'm on teaching once a month, the second Sunday of every month, just like I would be at my church in L.A. And because as an actress, I still became ordained and got a doctorate and anyway became a minister. And I just talk to people like this. You've heard me teach. In fact,
yes.
David honored me. David was fabulous. And still is an incredible musician and singer, and helped lead worship, when we first were at CBS Studios. And I appreciate that, brother.
Well, but, good times.
If they just go to my website, leebenton.org, it'll talk about our church services, where they can find us. And also, I have an online podcast, and they can just search for me on iTunes or Stitcher or just podcast. If they have an Apple phone, and just look for Victory Road with Lee Benton.
Awesome.
Victory Road with Lee Benton, and they can hear David Novak interview too, which was fabulous. So we've got 58 shows in
awesome.
The can, 59 shows in the can, and so one day we will be shooting again and taping again when we're allowed to. And God is just doing all kinds of things. I'm working harder and stronger and many more hours. I thought I'd be retiring and playing by now, but the Lord says, nope.
No, we got stuff for Lee to do. You can do that relaxation thing when you come home, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of time to rest for eternity, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So leebenton.org, they can see all the new channels that we're on, and I'm in the midst of writing a book, which I'll share with you maybe next time when I do an interview.
Cool.
And a lot is going on between and so Facebook Live, I'm doing Facebook Live for sure the second Sunday of every month, and then I'm doing little nuggets. I'm doing little snippets, maybe 10 minutes. 12 minutes, whatever,
yes.
Here and there in between. So it's Facebook personal page, Lee Benton Ministries international page, and I have another page called Lending Love, and then there's another Facebook page called Victory Road with Lee Benton, the TV, they'll see oh, your TV show is on there as well. So then I'm also ministering on a women's channel on Facebook Live called Boots Camp Ministries, which is based out of Kauai, Hawaii.
Oh, cool.
And that's about to
that's just for women.
Just for women.
Right.
And I believe I'm going to be doing another channel soon on that. So pray for me. Pray for me that maybe I need to be cloned. How about that? God will give me the strength to do all these things. How about that? Well, I get tired thinking about it, David.
I know. I listened to you. I mean, you mentioned the Facebook Live thing. I actually watched one of your teachings just 48 hours ago. I can't remember the title of it, but I watched the whole...
The Bank of God? Was it about the Bank of God?
Yes, it was. It was about that. It was about that. Yeah. And I watched the whole... I think you're right. It was about 12, 13 minutes or something like that. And I watched the whole thing. And you're an awesome teacher, Lee. You really are. And and when I used to come and, you know, minister in music with you a little bit at CBS a few years ago, I'd sit down there and watch you. And you really speak God's wisdom and His word. And
It's totally the Holy Spirit, David.
Well, God is good and He works through you. I mean, I've seen that. And also, folks, everybody that's listening, check out Lee's Facebook page, as she mentioned, and all the pages that she just mentioned, but also go on her IMDb, too. It's Lee Benton, Benton, at imdb.com. Check her out. I mean, check out all the stuff she's done. Like I mentioned, My Daddy's in Heaven, Nocturnal Animals, Jet Set, DeWitt Maria, tons of other, Bold and Beautiful, General Hospital, Renegades, Silk Stockings. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Lee's done a lot of stuff, too. Check her out. It also helps an actor when you check out their IMDb page, too. It kind of boosts their rating. Yeah, it does. So everybody check her out. So, hey, Lee, before you go, before we go, because we're going to wrap up right now, only because it's a little long, but... Honestly,
I have the gift of gab. Please forgive me, David.
No. To be honest with you, I'd like to talk to you for another 45 minutes at least. I really would, but we can't. But I want to. Well, first of all, when we get done, don't hang up. Okay, even when the show's over, you stay on with me. Okay, but before we go and wrap this up for the show part of it, can you share your RSVP prayer?
I'd be honored.
Yes.
I would be honored.
Thank you.
The Lord, I'll make this real quick. The Lord shared with me maybe about 13, 14 years ago that he said, I want you to tell everyone that the kingdom of heaven is like any nice event that you get invited to on earth. Anything you get invited to, a real nice event, you've got a RSVP or your name's not written in the guest book, and there's no reserved seat, and you just don't get in. He said, I want you to tell everyone, no matter what race or what religion, that I want everyone to RSVP out of their own mouth to me and let me know that they want to be in heaven so I can write their name in my book. And so I did some research on it, and I'm like, wow, and I'm a preacher's kid, and I never heard of an RSVP book or a guest book. And I did research, and it's called the Lamb's Book of Life. So if you Google it, it's not the Reservation Book of God, but it's called the Lamb's Book of Life. It's mentioned several times in the Bible. And so basically, again, he said no matter what race or religion, he wants everybody to be in heaven. But he's a gentleman. He's not going to force anybody to be there. We just need to RSVP out of our own mouths. And so, and by the way, this RSVP prayer is also on my website, David, on leebenton.org.
Yes.
The RSVP prayer, the link is up at the top, and we have it translated in English, Spanish, Chinese, two versions of Chinese, Japanese, and Farsi.
Wow.
And we just now have it coming in Italian and French, which has to be uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can share this RSVP prayer with their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important.
Awesome.
So if you're not sure if your name is in God's reservation book, you want to just pray with me right now? David, did you want me to lead them in it?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay. Just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. As I forgive all those who have sinned against me, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who died for me and arose for me so that I can spend eternity with you. Please put my name in your book and reserve me a seat as I follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much. If you're out there and you prayed that prayer, drop me a line on our website or actually on our Facebook page. It's all about relationship on our Facebook page. Just drop us a line and tell us that you did. That'd be so awesome. Lee, don't go away. Remember, I said don't hang up. But I want to thank you for... Okay, cool. Thank you for being on the show, Lee. It was such an awesome thing having you in... God bless you, Lee. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
I love you.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
God bless you.